Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. In one of the very last episodes, I promised that we will circle back to how to get out of water safely, withdrawing correctly. So I hope you don't mind that I really do this show again, but I think it's rather important and I looked it up. It is more than 2 years ago when we last talked about this. Mind you, in hardly any situation is where a true need to get away from a shark really is necessary. And this is truly very, very rare, where it is indeed a necessity to do so. It is a necessity, for example, when you are a competitor, of course, but such situations are more than just rare, except if you are a spear fisherman. But once you start with that form of fishing, you're opening a door which you have to step through very carefully. Today I won't talk about how to withdraw as a spear fisherman, but more so about how to withdraw as a swimmer or a general beachgoer. If you have specific question as a spear fisherman, drop me a note on Let's Talk Shark. I will answer right away, and of course, as always, I post the answer on the site. First and foremost, never ever withdraw fast, despite what the internet says or any of the self-proclaimed experts suggest. The key is to do it slow and deliberate. Main reason is, of course, you reduce the sound pattern, the arrhythmical sound patterns, and you reduce water pressure that your feet otherwise would cause by moving away from a shark. That you won't be out of the water or back on the boat in no time, that's a fact. But you will get there without a scratch, and I think that's most important. But before you can or should think about withdrawing, always get into a vertical position, let your feet dangle, and pivot by keeping facing the shark. Should it be in the shallows, just stand up, but do not move away from the animal. In any case, you never move away from a shark as long as its body orientation is directed towards you. That means if you have a feeling the shark is still swimming towards you, you do not move. Once a shark turns away, and at one point every shark has to turn away, then you make small motions away from the shark, but keep looking at the animal. Are you in deeper waters, then use your hands to pull you backwards. Are you in standing water, make small steps away from the shark. And as soon as the shark changes direction again, comes back towards you in your general direction, stop with the motion immediately, go perfectly vertical, and start pivoting again. And don't forget, let your feet dangle. That one has the urge to get away as quick as possible. Well, it's a given, and even more so should the shark turn towards you again. And I understand that this is an urge, but nature did not prepare us how to withdraw from a shark, so every, we believe, what makes sense, it does not. So it's more important, or most important, that you understand the rules are not what you would consider being the best withdrawal, the best approach to do so. There is no better technique when a shark shows up to stop any motion, to go vertical and to pivot the shark pattern, and only withdraw once the shark aims into another direction or towards another direction, up until it turns back towards you and you stop your motion immediately again. Although this is a clear and proven way to get to the beach or back onto a boat, how about when a shark comes that close that is in reaching distance? What then? Well, here is another myth that is plainly put BS. Don't ever hit the shark when it's that close. First of all, you never touch a shark if you can't reach it, even with an outstretched arm. That means if you have to lean forward in order to touch a shark, just because it seemed to be close, most of the time it's not, don't do it. Okay? You only touch a shark if you can stretch your hands out or your arm out, and you can touch a shark without leaning forward. So what is the leaning forward? What's the problem there? Well, whenever you start to lean forward to reach a shark, chances are you do it fast, and that always creates a reaction to shark that is hard to predict. Granted, you may be lucky and the shark takes off, but there is also the possibility that it does not happen the way you thought. So keep your arms and hands to yourself, even should the shark come relatively close, closer than you would prefer. Never forget, it's always a mental challenge for the shark as well to come that close to an unfamiliar object, so his senses are pretty heightened, so any fast movement can lead to a defensive action. And of course, that could be a big problem. Sharks are not familiar with human beings, they don't know what we are, so potentially we're dangerous. So a shark that still approaches despite this potential danger is very, very careful. But again, it may react very quickly should you approach it with your hands too fast, and of course it can then snap at you. But if you feel, really, if you feel you have to do something and the shark is that close, then follow the now by most likely well-known rule, face, guide, push, move. The face part is done. We are looking at the shark. So if you have a shark that comes that close that you can touch it and there's a need to guide and push, then you do so, but do it slow. Avoid its eyes, mouth, and gills. I know that you heard me saying before that you should go after the gills, but that is the emergency brake should the shark really be into you, and that proves that you really have to teach a shark some, I don't want to say manners, but teach the shark some remaining distance ideas, okay? Whenever a shark attacks another shark, they go for the gills. So if you go for the gills, the shark still doesn't know what you are, but he understands the signal perfectly, so most likely it will then withdraw. Me, I have not had the need to touch the gills of a shark in quite a long time, since there's hardly ever the need. So if you jump in and you feel you have to do it right away, believe you me, the chances are you don't. It's just your idea, your impression. So if you can avoid it, please do so and don't go for the gills. Just because a shark comes that close, too close for comfort, only means the shark is very curious and nothing more. Forget the idea as well of a shark being aggressive. Anybody who tells you that a shark is aggressive has no clue about shark-human interaction. Don't get me wrong, there are some colleagues of mine who like to use that term aggressive and they still believe they're aggressive sharks. They're not. They never have been aggressive sharks. And by using that term, they only project their emotions and experience into a theoretical situation. So if someone uses the term aggressive shark, smile and walk away. And that goes for even a person who believes he or she has adequate experience with sharks. They have not. Anyway, so I don't want to sidetrack here, so back to withdrawing. What if you lose eye contact with the shark? Should you continue to move on, stop again, or what do you do? Whenever you lose contact, eye contact, you stop with your motions away from the shark because now you don't know where it is anymore. Go vertical, start pivoting, and you do it for 1-2 minutes. If you can't see a shark, you then keep withdrawing the same way you did before, the same direction for a minute or so. Stop again and start to pivot. And so you do this until you reach the boat or the shore. By the way, when you are in deeper water and start to withdraw, again, I said it before, do it backwards and only use your hands. And never try to go horizontal and then use freestyle. So because that way you swim away from a shark very loudly and you have no clue where the shark is. Okay, so you pivot and look for the shark, and then you move your hands or only use your hands to push away from the position you were. If you can't see him anymore, again, then you can slowly start moving again. But once more, stay in position as vertical as possible if you're back to shore or the boat. So why do I ride on this vertical thing? Two reasons. Sharks stay further away when you're in a vertical position. I can send you that research paper if you like, just send me an email. And the other reason is by using your legs, you create more sounds and increase your water pressure. Two things that are very attractive to a shark, especially when they're close by, then they can sense the water pressure. Have you ever wondered why most people get nipped in their feet and lower legs, but less so in the arms and hands? Well, that is most likely the main reasons that the shark actually detect water pressure as something it actually knows, and it connects that to the propulsion system, the tail, should it be a fish if he goes after that one. But of course, we don't look like a fish, but still, It's something triggered in the shark, and then he likes to investigate it. So that is most likely the most important reason, the water pressure, why sharks go for the hands and feet. And why not? You know, when we try to explore new stuff, we go for the familiar parts. Very often we say something new, and we say, that looks like, or that reminds me of. So it's the same thing. Well, we sure do not look like anything a shark knows, and that's mainly the reason why sharks would then do exploratory bites. Anyway, I know that is quite a bit to absorb here, but if you are up to it, sign up with our one-on-one of our workshops, and you will learn all these things while being among sharks. And I guarantee, once you do this a few times, it will become second nature. So I hope that old and new friends of my podcast got a refresher here and how a shark should be treated when it comes to close. If you have questions, additional questions, just send me a note and I will respond right away and post the answers. And once more, if you have an idea for a new podcast, by all means, send it to me and I sure will take care of it right away. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show. Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.